Moncrief on News Talk.
Venezuela is not just rich in oil, it also has large yet mostly untapped deposits of gold. But what has been extracted has given the country the largest gold reserve in South America. One small problem though, it's held in the vaults of the Bank of England. So who gets access to it? Richard Partington is the Guardian senior economics correspondent. Afternoon, Richard.
Afternoon.
Now, this is, as I understand it, this has been in dispute for some time, given the dubious election of Nicolas Maduro the last time out.
Yeah, several years now. So since about 2018, Venezuela's been trying to what they call repatriate, return the gold back to Caracas from the vaults at the Bank of England. But the British government and the Bank of England have stopped that from happening because the UK does not recognise Maduro as the legitimate president.
Now, whose decision is it ultimately whether to release the gold or not?
Well, this is where there is some controversy that kind of comes into this, in that so the US under Donald Trump in his first term imposed sanctions on the movement of Venezuelan gold. The UK government, being an ally of the US, took on board that and respects that sanction. And the Bank of England is supposedly independent, but in this instance has decided that the UK government and the US sanctions are the ruling force here, and they have independently decided that they should withhold the transfer of that gold to the Venezuelan government. But of course, all of that is deeply wrapped up in the politics of the London and the Washington governments.
Yes, of course. Now, Venezuela has tried to get the gold back. They went to court about it.
They did indeed. So they sued to have the gold repatriated in 2020 during the COVID pandemic. Maduro said that they needed that money to finance their response to the COVID pandemic. And they sued in the London courts to have that gold unfrozen. However, there was a counterclaim at the same time by Juan Guaido, the opposition leader at that time, who the UK actually even had recognised, along with several other countries around the world, as the legitimate president of Venezuela. So there was a kind of ding-dong in the London courtrooms about who was the rightful person who could transfer that back. And that's been log-jammed ever since.
Yeah. Now, and the acting president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, has she made any public statement on this gold? I assume she'd like to get it back too.
You would assume so, most definitely, yes. I mean, Venezuela's economy has been totally, bankrupted in recent years particularly. And they have very much needed their gold reserves to finance the operations of the country. But she has previously said, when she was Maduro's vice president, that the withholding of the gold assets by the Bank of England and the British government was akin to piracy. I don't know if she's said anything since. She's become the acting president of Venezuela after the capture of Maduro by the US. But it's something that you would clearly think would be particularly helpful for them as a country.
Now, well, she probably has other things on her mind at the moment. It's not unusual for countries to keep their gold in London.
No, that's right. I mean, historically, London's been a centre for the gold trade alongside New York and Switzerland as well. Like, these are the international hubs for gold, but particularly London for foreign governments around the world. So the Bank of England has about 70 central banks elsewhere around the world which deposit gold within its vaults in under the streets of London, and they've got about 400 tons of gold worth a combined $500 billion. It's an absolutely vast stockpile, of which much is held by foreign governments from elsewhere around the world.
And so I assume the vaults these are held in must be extremely reinforced, given the weight of the pure weight of what they're what they contain, to mind the value of it.
Exactly. I mean, it's one thing to say about it is they're deeply secretive about the security arrangements at the bank. They don't ever kind of confirm or disclose the individual names of the countries or the holdings that they have in the bank as part of their security. But there's some funny quirks to it, in that the centre of London is probably not the best place you would imagine to have the most secure gold reserves in the world. You can hear tube trains rattling along on the London Underground through the walls of this of these nine separate vaults that they've got. It's also, London's a city built on clay. It's pretty fragile as a basis for stacking incredibly heavy bars of gold. So they can only stack it up to a certain height, about chest height. Otherwise, it would come crashing through the floor. And who knows, maybe it'd end up on that tube train one day.
That would be an interesting one for the lost and found on the tube train. Richard, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Richard Partington there, the Guardian senior economics correspondent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.